Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Final Four episode of the Bacon Bets Podcast. There's three games left in the NCAA tournament. On this episode, not only will I give you my picks for the two Final Four games for the men's tournament, but we're going to mix in the women's tournament as well, because I can't just do an episode where I just only give out picks for two games. So I've handicapped the two Final Four games of the women's tournament as well. I'll give you my picks for those. But really quick, just to recap the tournament so far, because I have bet on every single game in the men's tournament. 2-2 in the lead eight for minus 0.18 units. What did I hit on? I won, lost Illinois, won Alabama, won Purdue, lost Duke. So I'm sitting out for the tournament. 34 wins, 28 losses, two pushes for plus 3.62 units. I have secured being profitable for the tournament, because now that I'm up over three units, even if I lose the two Final Four games and lose the championship game, I'll still be up plus, you know, a little over half a unit. So let's hope I finish on a strong note, but absolute worst case scenario, I'll finish in the green for the tournament, which is always the goal. So pretty happy about that. Before I get into the picks for the Final Four for both men's and the women's tournament, I need to remind you, I am running a 5-and-done for golf major season. Masters starts next week. So it's a $25 entry, up to 300 people. The first place prize will be up to a little over $1,600. Top 10 places will win money. And it is a 5-and-done. So for each of the four majors of the golf season, you'll be picking five golfers. You can't repeat those golfers again for the other majors. So you got to be smart with which five guys you pick next week for the Masters. And it goes by how the dollars won by each golfer in each tournament. So it is a 5-and-done, $25 entry, and you can win up to $1,620 will be the first place prize if we're able to get this filled up. 300 available entries. So go ahead, do not wait, sign up for it now. I will have the link in the description of this podcast, both the audio version and the video version, or you can just go to splashsports.com/baconbets. And I've tweeted out the link as well. So be sure to sign up for that. Please, it would mean a lot to me if you can sign up for that. splashsports.com/baconbets. $25, up to three entries as well. So if you want to enter a few different entries, you can do that. It is a 5-and-done. The deadline is basically this time next week, because, you know, the Masters will tee off and major season will have begun. So splashsports.com/baconbets, or just check out the description of this podcast or of this YouTube video to get the link to the contest. Please enter it. It would mean a lot to me. Next week, I will. My plan is, as of right now, for Sunday night, I'm going to do a Masters deep dive podcast. I'll break down everything that you need to know to bet on the Masters. And then, of course, Green on the Greens on the Bet-Sided YouTube channel will be out at the same time, 4 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesday, we'll be live. I'm hoping two master shows next week. One's a deep dive and one will just be a 30-minute episode breaking down my best bets with Cody. That Green on the Greens is on the Bet Side of the YouTube channel. We do that every single week for every single PGA event. That is Tuesday, 4 p.m. Eastern on the Bet Sided YouTube channel. But there will be an episode of Bacon Bets Podcast. I'm hoping to record it Sunday night. That should be available when you wake up Monday morning of Masters Week. One of the best weeks on the sports betting calendar. So without further ado, four games. We got Purdue against NC State, Alabama against UConn on the men's side. Women's side, we got South Carolina against NC State, and then UConn against Iowa. Let's get into it. It is the Final Four edition of the Bacon Bets Podcast. Let's go.
No, Lisa. The only monster here is the gambling monster that has enslaved your mother. I call him Gamblor, and it's time to snatch your mother from his neon claws.
than the pan can handle. More bacon than the pan can handle. More bacon than the pan can handle. More bacon than the pan can handle.
All right, let's get into it. Let's start with the men's side, and we'll go chronological order here. Purdue against NC State is the first game. I'm going to take Purdue. I'll take Purdue -8.5 against NC State. I've been talking about this NC State team. I keep saying the same thing. It comes down to what you want to bet on. Do you want to bet on vibes and momentum? Then take NC State. If you want to just look at season-long numbers and bet on the team that you think is the better team or the better team that the numbers show, then take Purdue. I talked about it in my Elite Eight episode. I've decided that I'm just married to the numbers. I will go down with a number ship, because when you look at the numbers for season long, NC State 158th in field goal or in effective field goal percentage, 140th in defensive efficiency. Purdue's 13th and 62nd in those two numbers. It's clear that Purdue is the better team, but NC State beat Duke. Duke was the better team. They beat Marquette. Marquette was the better team. They beat Texas Tech. I still think Texas Tech was the better team. So there is something to be said for momentum that NC State has. Now, what I will say about NC State, and I don't want to take too much away from NC State, because what they've done is obviously impressive. And to be honest, I will be rooting for NC State. If I lose my bet, if NC State just wins outright, then I'm not even going to be upset about losing this bet, because it's a great story. How could you not love DJ Burns? NC State is America's team. I hope they win the whole national championship. That being said, I got a bet with my brains. And when I've watched NC State throughout the tournament, once again, I don't want to take anything away from them, but it seems like every team they've played so far, except for maybe Oakland, like the three like major conference teams they played, Texas Tech, Marquette, and Duke, have not had good games. Texas Tech, Marquette, and Duke all showed up with a B-minus, C-plus level game. And even if your opponent is better than you, if they show up with a B-minus, C-plus game and you show up with your A game, you can beat them. That's why upsets happen. Upsets don't happen because, you know, the team with the worst record is just magically better than the other team. Upsets happen because the worst team just plays better and the better team has a bad game. And I, even though NC State, because there is something to be said to also be taken to have the ability to take advantage of your opponents when your opponents have bad games. Not all teams can do that. Sometimes, you know, the team you're playing against has a bad game, but you also have a bad game, so it doesn't matter. So NC State has been able to take advantage of that, but I just don't think any team that they've played has played well, to be honest. Duke, especially in that second half, shit their pants. Marquette was terrible, couldn't hit the ocean from a boat with their shots. I actually missed the Texas Tech game. I think that must have been the day I was at Barclays Center, so I didn't watch a Texas Tech game. But just based on stats, you know, post-game box score, I don't think Texas Tech played their best game either, so maybe Purdue doesn't bring their A game either. Maybe Purdue shows up with their C-minus game and NC State wins again. That is certainly absolutely, possible. But at the end of the day, I got to trust the season-long numbers, and the season-long numbers tell me NC State's an average team. And they are only 8.5-point underdogs against, you know, probably the second-best team in the country in Purdue. DJ Burns has been unstoppable. You know who can beat, who can stop DJ Burns? A 7'3" Zach Edey can probably stop DJ Burns. He's probably not going to be able to back down Zach Edey. So, yeah. And then there's just the fouls. I don't want to bet against Purdue and then watch Purdue go to the line 58 million times a game. So I will lay the 8.5 with points with Purdue. My heart will be cheering for NC State. Worst case scenario will be Purdue wins but doesn't cover, because then I lose my bet and NC State loses. That would be the nightmare situation and probably the situation that's going to happen. If NC State wins, I'll be more excited if NC State wins outright than if Purdue covers this number, to be honest. But I got a bet with my brains, and I will take Purdue -8.5 against NC State. The second game, Alabama-UConn. I will take Alabama +11.5. I may live to regret this, but I'm going to take the points with Alabama. UConn has seemed unstoppable, and it's becoming, and I've said this on a couple of other people's podcasts and radio shows this week, but they have this weird aura about them that you don't see very often in college basketball. You see it I think the most recent example is the Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes, especially this past season in the playoffs. I think you saw it with the Patriots with Tom Brady. I think the most common example is in combat sports when you have an undefeated champion who hasn't lost in a while or if ever. Those teams and or those athletes have like a certain aura about them that causes their opponents to like almost defeat themselves mentally before the game even happens. Or at least when it comes to the Chiefs and, you know, the Patriots and the Tom Brady era. Teams go into the game thinking in order for them to even beat them, they need to have a perfect game. And then when they don't have a perfect game and a couple things go against them, they then implode. That's what this UConn team has. They're going into these games and their opponents almost, maybe not even necessarily beat themselves, but then if a couple things go against them, they mentally implode. It happened to Illinois at the start of the second half. UConn got off to obviously a run at the start of the second half, and Illinois, you know, 10 points into that run, Illinois, you could see in their body language, they gave up. Because, like, in their minds, they're like, if we just gave up a 10-0 run to UConn, we're not going to win this game. And then UConn made it a 30-0 run. They have that kind of aura. With that being said, I'm going to take the points with Alabama. The main reason why is I can't lay this many points.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Against a team that can shoot the ball as well as Alabama. The only team in this tournament, I think, that can hang from with UConn from a shooting perspective is Alabama. Right now, UConn's 7th in the country in effective field goal percentage. Alabama's 10th, so right behind them. They are just as good of a shooting team as Alabama, especially if they get hot from three. It's going to be hard for UConn to separate from them like they've separated from other teams. Now, Alabama, what they need to do is keep playing good defense. Their opponent effective field goal percentage their last three games is down 4.1% from their season average, so they have been playing better defense, at least shooting defense have been playing better, and they have to limit UConn's extra scoring chances. You got to grab defensive rebounds. UConn is too good defensively and too good with their shooting to then allow them to grab offensive rebounds. If you let them grab offensive rebounds or if you turn the ball over a ton, now you're giving a team that's already better shooting and already better defensively, now you're giving them extra possessions too, and then you're toast. That's how UConn has been wiping out teams, has been creating extra scoring chances and then taking advantage of every single one. If Alabama can have a good game defensively and they can grab defensive boards, their shooting alone will at least, I think, keep them in this game, and I wouldn't be shocked if Alabama actually upsets UConn. But my argument against it is UConn has that aura about them that makes it very difficult. They're probably going to have to have a bad game for Alabama to beat them. But it's possible. Alabama can shoot the ball well enough they can beat any team in the country. I've been saying that since the start of the tournament. If they have an A-plus shooting game, anyone could win. So I'll take the points. 11.5 with Alabama against UConn. Now, before I go to the women's tournament, I will say I've also bet on Alabama 18-1 at Caesars to win the national championship. I think that's a ridiculous price. If Alabama gets past UConn, that's a big if. But if they get past UConn, they'd be significant favorites against NC State. And they would, the spread certainly wouldn't be double-digit points against Purdue, I don't think. And I actually think stylistically they match up well with Purdue. Remember, Purdue's last loss was against a very good shooting team in Wisconsin who just outshot them. Alabama can do the same thing Wisconsin did against Purdue in the Big Ten tournament. So if you bet Alabama 18-1 to win the national championship and they find a way to squeak past UConn, you're holding a hell of a ticket in the final. And then if they play NC State, you can hedge and take NC State money line and you're laughing. So I'm not saying they are going to beat UConn, but I think Alabama 18-1 is a crazy price, which is available. That's the price at Caesars. I think that's the best price right now of the New York regulated books for Alabama to win the national championship. So I did bet on that. I will let you know. That's my only bet that I have left because everything else is lost. My game-by-game bets of this tournament have been great. My futures have been terrible. My brackets, I think, the worst bracket I've ever filled out. So, I would love for Alabama 18-1 to come through. Let's switch over to the women's tournament. Let's start with South Carolina against NC State. Obviously, it has to be noted, you all know this by now. It would be very kind of cool to see an NC State and UConn final in both the men's and women's. That'd be unbelievable. NC State and both men's and women's are up against it, though. NC State has to go against South Carolina. I don't know, if you're watching and listening to this, how much you guys have been watching women's college basketball. I mean, I didn't during the regular season, to be honest. But I'm sure you know South Carolina. I mean, everyone's talking about Caitlin Clark, and they're talking about LSU, and you know now they're talking about UConn. South Carolina hasn't lost this season, so I think they're -110 to win the tournament before the tournament started. Now they're like -300 to win the tournament. Like everyone's talking about LSU, UConn, Iowa. South Carolina is just quietly like way better than every other team. I'm gonna take South Carolina -11.5 in the first of the two women's games. I don't think NC State has a chance in this game whatsoever. South Carolina has the best shooting defense in the country, and NC State has not been shooting well this entire tournament. Teams are only shooting 32.1% from the floor against South Carolina. It's unbelievable. The Wolfpack have really kind of been winning games throughout the tournament because they're getting to the line, and South Carolina doesn't really foul a ton. So even forget about South Carolina's offense, their defense is going to be the difference maker, and I don't think NC State's going to score. So it's a big spread, 11.5. Same spread as Alabama-UConn on the men's side. This, for the women's side, for South Carolina, I'm going to lay the 11.5, though. I will back the Gamecocks, cover the double-digit spread. The other game, I mean, is this the most anticipated game of the entire weekend? It might be. The women just set the women's college basketball viewership record with Iowa-LSU. Is Iowa-UConn going to now break that record? I don't think so, especially with it being a late Friday night game. Monday night was kind of the perfect time for Iowa-LSU. LSU also, I think, has a little bit more in the pop culture conversation than UConn is, I would say. But still going to be a very good game. Now, I hammered LSU in the game against Iowa, mainly because Iowa was a much better shooting team, but LSU did a lot better. At least season-long numbers were a lot better defensively, and a lot better in terms of turnovers and rebounds. And we actually saw that. I think they grabbed like 18 more offensive rebounds than Iowa did, but they couldn't shoot. They had a terrible shooting game. Their defense was bad against Caitlin Clark. LSU just did not have a good game. I don't think they're coached well in that game either, so Iowa ended up running away with it. But I'm going back to it. I'm going to take UConn on the money line +126. It's a 2.5-point spread. Keep your points. I will take UConn +126. I said I backed LSU against Iowa because even though LSU wasn't as good of a shooting team, LSU did everything else way better. Well, UConn does everything else way better than Iowa, and they're actually just as good of a shooting team. Iowa right now second in the country in field goal percentage. UConn third. So the second and third best shooting teams in the country. So UConn can match Iowa shooting. Caitlin Clark's obviously the best player, but Iowa has a bad supporting cast around her. I'm going to be honest. I don't know if you watched that game against LSU, but it was tough. It's Caitlin Clark and then basically nobody. UConn's a lot more deep. Their starting five as a whole is a lot better. They shoot just as well as Iowa, but they are a lot better in a lot of different areas, specifically defensively. UConn is 7th in shooting defense. Team shoot just 35.4% from the field against UConn. Iowa ranks 134th in the country in women's college basketball in shooting defense. Team shoot 39.6% from the field. So season-long average, teams are shooting 4.2% better against Iowa's defense and UConn's defense. That's huge. Also, if you look at turnover margin, UConn 29th in the country, +4.13 average turnover margin. Iowa 161st in average turnover margin, +0.57. That's huge. You know, a big thing I look at when handicapping college basketball is extra possessions and extra scoring chances, and huge advantage for UConn in that area. With their average turnover margin and significantly better defensively as well. I'm actually surprised that Iowa's a 2.5-point favorite. I think UConn's the much better team. The only advantage Iowa has against most teams is their shooting offense, but then UConn can match them, but then do everything better. So I will take UConn +126 to beat Caitlin Clark in Iowa. I'm not betting a future for women's college basketball, because I think whoever wins this game, UConn or Iowa, is going to get crushed by South Carolina in the final. So I'm not going to lay minus 300 or whatever South Carolina is, and I don't think any other team has value. If I were to bet on one, it'd be UConn, just because I think it's going to be a UConn-South Carolina final. So there you have it. Those are my picks for the two Final Fours. I thought about even tossing in the Frozen Four. I didn't write it. I actually did write kind of a general Frozen Four betting preview of BetSided. I would take Boston College. It's Boston College, Boston University, Denver, and Michigan. I would take Boston College. I think they are by far the best of the four teams left. I think Denver is third on the odds list. If you want to, you know, not take the favorite, I'd take Denver. I would not take Michigan, who played well through the regionals, but I don't think they can stack up well against the other three teams whatsoever. So there you go. Final Four, men's, women's, and a little Frozen Four action. Frozen Four is not till next weekend, though. All right. Pretty quick episode, obviously. Not much to talk about in terms of how many games. I'll be back. Hope to record Sunday night for a Masters deep dive, which should be available when you wake up on Monday morning. Please, splashsports.com/baconbets. 5 and done for the golf major season. $25 entry. Win some money. I will let you know, Splash Sports is not available in Canada. I've had some of my fellow Canadians reach out to me. I was told hopefully it's going to be available in Canada at some point this summer. So if you're a Canadian, hopefully maybe like for the US Open, I'll have a contest on there for that. But for the 5 and done, unfortunately not available in Canada. I believe 5 and done is available in all of, I think, almost every state. It is obviously available here in New York, where I am, but not Canada. So if you're in the United States, splashsports.com/baconbets, sign up ASAP. Grab one of those 300 spots as soon as possible before the Masters tees off on Thursday. And keep an eye out, like I said, for my Masters Deep Dive podcast will be coming out hopefully first thing Monday morning. All right, thank you all so much for watching. Best of luck. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, like the video, leave a comment with who you're backing in the Final Four this week. Gamble or bless. Good luck with all your bets. And I'll talk to you on Monday for Masters Week. Hello, friends.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.